Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Three American hikers have been held in Iran for more than a year, but one of them may be coming home soon. Her family's still waiting at this point. But Iran's government says the 32-year-old Sarah Sherd could be out of jail as early as today if someone pays her $500,000 bail. Joining us now is the BBC's John Line. He's the BBC's Tehran correspondent. Currently in Egypt, though, right, John?
That's right.
Well, give us the latest on Sarah Sherd and her chances for coming home.
Well, it's looking better. It must have been a sort of very back and forth experience for her family over the last few days. We heard, of course, last week that she was to be released. And then at the last minute, the Tehran prosecutor said, no, she wasn't to be released because the legal formalities had not been completed. And then he came out on Sunday and said, yes, she could now be released, but on bail of $500,000. Now, this has been quite a common procedure recently, that bail is left and the suspect, if one calls them that, is then allowed to leave the country, and then they just forfeit the bail and basically they accept that's their fine. And that is, I suppose, what is expected to happen in this case. But we're still waiting, of course, to make sure there are no last-minute hitches. Her lawyer says he's been and seen her and the other two Americans in jail, and he believes it would take the next couple of days, maybe, for her to be released, but he doesn't yet know about progress in the handing over of this $500,000 bail.
Well, there was a little bit of a power struggle going on in the Iranian government, which made people concerned that she wouldn't actually be released. President Ahmadinejad personally promised that they would let her go on Friday, and then the court stepped in and said he didn't have the right to do that.
Yeah, this does seem to have been the result of, as so often we've heard in the last year and more, of the infighting within the Iranian government. If one person says yes, the other side almost automatically says no. In this case, Mr. Ahmadinejad didn't speak himself, but the presidency spoke, and I think his enemies possibly feared he was going to ride this one as a kind of propaganda coup, possibly like he did if you remember, the release of the British sailors a few years back, when he really made a big song and dance of it. And so almost anything he says sometimes is countermanded by somebody else in the bureaucracy. In this particular case, the Tehran prosecutor specifically reprimanded politicians for speaking out on matters that weren't their responsibility. He said any announcements about this case should be made by the judiciary. That really sounded like a bit of kind of wounded pride, really. Get off my patch. It's my responsibility. And it doesn't help that the head of the judiciary, Sadegh Larijani, is very much in one of the camps opposed to Mr. Ahmadinejad.
But John, as I understand, at this point, we're assuming the $500,000 bail will be paid and that Sarah Sherd will be released. On the other hand, there's still two American hikers who will probably move forward now with their allegations on spying. What do we know about these trials?
Well, all we can say is that, again, the Tehran prosecutor said that the file is nearly ready and the trials will be brought forward soon. Files, in my experience in Iran, are almost always nearly ready. If they want to try them, they will try them. And if they want to convict them, they'll do it pretty quickly. For some reason, they haven't done that yet. It could be sometimes that actually a trial and conviction is the trigger for a release. But frankly, everything in Iran at the moment is very unpredictable.
John Line, BBC Tehran correspondent, currently in Egypt for the Mideast peace talks that are starting tomorrow. Thanks so much, John.